Hey, Coach Mack. Good morning.
Morning, Rod. How we doing, man?
Doing just fine. You guys had quite the game, a wild one on Saturday with James Madison come up just a little bit short, 42-39. Just give me your breakdown of that game on Saturday.
Well, it was a pretty exciting game in the fourth quarter. I looked at the JMU team from the whole week and just thought, and I really thought DeShore was a hell of a football player. He proved it on Saturday. We worked hard to take away the inside run of Abdul and Johnson, trying to stop those guys. And credit to him and credit to the coaching staff over there in JMU, did a great job of doing some good run pass options, putting people in open spaces, getting there. Shore put the ball on guys. He scrambled. He pulled the ball and ran it. He was their leading rusher. He's what I thought he was, and he's a really good football player who was very efficient with the football in his hands. We couldn't get off the field on third downs in the game on the defensive side of the ball. They're guys in open spaces. The receivers did a really nice job of catching the ball, running routes, and again, Shore put the ball on them. On the offensive side of the ball, we just couldn't get in the end zone. We took a couple threes, and you can't do that against JMU. You got to score sevens against those guys that are that good. And then we could not run the football very effectively, so we had to put it up in the air. Very proud of the way we came back. That's what you're supposed to do, keep playing hard the whole way. I thought Adam Reese came in, did a hell of a job after Trevor got a burner in the shoulder and finished off a great fourth quarter, but it was too much, too little, too late.
What would you say the biggest difference? Obviously, like you said, you're down, 30 points there with 10 minutes to go, and then you guys dominate the last 10 minutes of the game. What was the big difference in that last stretch?
Well, we threw and caught. We got in open spaces, made some plays. Covered an onside kick. Got off the field on a third down when they weren't throwing the ball. We just kept playing, and our kids cut it loose and let it fly, and some good things happen, But that team over there, the JMU team, is a very, very good defensive football team in a lot of ways. I thought they covered very well early in the game. They did some things with pressure that was good. And then their offense, you got to score points against them. You can't go and they put the ball in the end zone instead of getting threes, and that's a huge thing.
You touched on Adam Reese coming off the bench for Trevor, and he's 13-21, almost 200 yards, two touchdowns. How difficult is that for a backup guy who's standing around waiting to be able to come into that type of game when you're down and then turn in the type of performance that he turned in?
Well, just again, you always talk about kids preparing for a game as though you're the number one guy or the starter. And Adam's been doing that from week one. It was a very close battle during camp. The kid came through for us yesterday because he prepares for practice. Senior leader of the offense, senior captain on the offensive side of the ball. I just can't say enough about his preparation, the way he hung in there and then went in and played, just executed.
And then what's the status of Trevor? Do you think you get him back?
Yeah, Trevor got hit on the shoulder, got a burner, and by the time we were going in the fourth quarter there, he could have came back in, but we felt pretty comfortable what Adam was doing and just went with him.
All right. We're here with New Hampshire head coach Sean McDonald. If you have a question for him this morning, just hit *1 on your keypad, and we've got one in queue. If you get that, Pasha.
Your first question is from the line of Christopher Heidel with Herb FM Radio.
Hey, Coach Mack, how you doing?
Doing well, Chris. How you doing?
First of all, happy birthday, happy belated birthday. I know that was a good birthday win for you on Saturday.
Yeah, thanks an awful lot, Chris.
Talk about taking on Towson this week.
Yeah.
Down here, you haven't played Towson in 3 years?
3 or 4 years. Big physical football team, Chris. You watch it and you see what they're doing with the football. Very physical team, very similar to what they were the last couple of years that we played them. They're going to run the tailback. They're going to play action and hit all the guys on the perimeter. I think their quarterback, Ellis Knutson, has a rocket for an arm. He can put balls on people. Obviously, with Victor being out, you're looking at Wellington and Simpson as the two guys, and Wellington had a tremendous day up at Dartmouth. Dessenberg and has good hands on the perimeter. He's a good football player. And I just keep looking at Summers, the big kid, 6'3", 217. He's a good football player. So we're going to have our hands full stopping them because they run the ball so well, and I think their passing attack can be very, very good. On the defensive side, big people, you know, that run to the football and do a lot of different things. They get off of Wallace is a very good linebacker. You know, I just like that team. I've always liked the way Rob's teams have played physical football, and they're still doing it.
Are they a tough 1-5 team? Because it seems like they get close victory. They lost games by 3, 4,
yeah.
5, and all that
they're
stuff.
They're a lot better than a 1-5 football team. You know, with any luck, they're 4-2. With any other luck, they're 5-1. You know, so this is a football team that has lost a bunch of close ones, have finding its way, I think, what they want to do. You know, I think with Nutson settling in there and now with Wellington being in there, I think this is a team we're going to have to play extremely well to beat on the road.
And one last question for you. What do you think about Dave Brock getting fired yesterday?
It's a tough situation. You know, I don't know the ins and outs of it. I know Dave's a hell of a football coach. I know Delaware, again, is like any team in this league, struggles because it's such a competitive league. And, you know, they beat us up pretty good last year. He did a hell of a job coaching against us. You know, that's a tough situation.
Well, I hope to see you Saturday.
All right, Chris, we'll be there, man.
All right, see you.
Sean, I want to touch on a couple of receivers who had huge days for you. One, Neil O'Connor with 10 catches, 192 yards. And then you got Jordan Powell back over the last couple of weeks, and he comes up big from the tight end spot with 9 catches for 92. Talk about the performances of those two guys on Saturday.
Yeah, you know, I don't think any of our tight ends had a catch up until this point in last week's game when Jordan had a couple. You know, Jordan's an all-conference tight end. He was the first-team all-conference tight end. He's extremely athletic, gets good open space to catch the ball and make run. You know, he adds something to our offense because of the ability to spread people out now. And now they, you know, can't just concentrate on Malik and OC. They have to really be aware of where the tight end is all the time. And plus, Dalton can catch it. So you got 4 guys that can catch the football, you know. The biggest thing for us right now is making sure that we keep distributing, spreading it to people, have our quarterbacks make the reads and distribute to the people. That's what our offense is all about.
All right, Coach Mack, thanks as always for the time here this morning, and we look forward to talking to you again next week.
No problem. Have a great day.
All right, thanks. All right, you too.